So in wrapping up the halachas of food with a guy, we're going to learn the simen that somehow everyone skips. Everyone learns bishlakum, pasakum, and then, you know, stops there. The next simen of Shulchan Aruch, which is in the order of what we've been doing, is simen Kuf Yud Dalet. Kuf Yud Dalet in Yerdeya talks about sheikhar, beer of a non-Jew. Now this is a specific isser, beer of a non-Jew. It's a separate gzera, like the Rishonim say, it's not bishlakum, even though you cook beer. But for whatever reason, it's not bishlakum. Because it's different reasons given by the Rishonim. It's not included in the gzera of bishlakum. So there's a separate isser of beer. What's the isser? So the isser comes from a Gemara of Odazar, which is in the packet over here, Daf Lamed Aleph. And the Gemara of Odazar says like this. Why did they ask the Sheikha Shalav Gekhavim? By the way, the Rishonim speak, I wouldn't mean Mipnei Ma. How do we know we did ask? Because you read all the Mishnayos in Avodah Zarah, you'll see that it's not included in the Mishnayos. So the Rosh says that it wasn't also in the Zman of the Tanoim. It was a later Gzer of the Amiroim. It wasn't in the Mishnah. But they asked it later. So why? Rami Rachama Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Chasnos. Because you'll be too close to the goyim. You drink beer with them, so you're going to get too close. Maybe the reason is because you're going to be lightheaded, or whatever it is, you're going to be too close with them. It's because they leave it open, and we saw before, this is how we started this whole topic, they need a giloy, that it's going to be left open, and therefore snakes will get in, it's dangerous, they don't have that gzera. Okay, if you skip down a little bit, to three lines before the end of the bracket, where it says Rapapa. So Rapapa says, Rapapa mafikin le la'abava dechanusa. He would buy beer from a guy. You know, it's not like bishul akum that you're not allowed to eat it, period. If a guy makes food, you're not allowed to eat it, doesn't matter where it is. It's isra on the food. Here, we see it's not an isra on the drink itself, because Rapapa would drink beer of a guy if he knew it was kosher, because it's not a problem with bishul akum. But mafikin le la'abava dechanusa. He would drink it only at the doorway of the bar. He wouldn't drink it in the bar itself, because that's included in this gzer of drinking with the guy. But if you take it out of the bar, then it's mutter. Rav Achoy, maisule al lebeisa. He didn't even take it to the opening of the bar. He took it all the way home. He didn't want to drink it even in that. He held it was only mutter if you drink it all the way home. V'travayim shum chasnos. Obviously, these two amiroim hold that the ikar iser is al chasnos, al getting the relationship with the goy, not al gilui. Because if it would be because of gilui, because you leave it open, it doesn't matter where you drink it. You're going to die because of a snake, doesn't matter where. So obviously, this they were holding that it's usher because of chasnos, okay? The relationship with the guy. And therefore, it's mutter to drink it as long as you're not with them, or you're not with them in their place, okay? So this is the...
But when you are with them in their place...
With them in their place.
So what happens if you are alone in their place, drinking a beer?
I was just thinking that.
Okay, so... wait, you're the only... What do you mean, who served it to you?
You go to a hotel.
Okay, so
you take a beer over there.
But you're not making. You're not.
We take it from whom?
It really should be
the waiter. They take
it.
The waiter.
No. But it's a tour. It doesn't matter. It doesn't say that you have to be with another guy drinking. Papa was by himself, but it's a place of drinking beer.
So what's the fastness that we're concerned about then?
That you're in a place. Your Rashi says. Look at Rashi. No. But in the makom mashka that they sell beer, Rashi says shelo yarga lasis mishtois. They shouldn't make parties together with them. So this is the way, and then you'll end up marrying his daughter. Okay, but that's Xer. Xer's don't drink it in bars.
Where were we?
Okay, so the way the Asad Sheikhar is different than all the other foods. The Isser Sheikhar of beer of a guy is not the drink itself. We pass in the Isser is drinking it in the matzav, in the situation of the Xerah, which is in the makom that they sell it, which is in the bar. And that's where it's aser to drink it. It doesn't sound like it has to do with who's there. Okay, the big issue here is, so that's pretty clear. I mean, there's not much to discuss about that. So in other words, as far as the topic is concerned, drinking in a bar, beer,
Rashi says,
we already covered the first one. It's aser. Some say it depends, like you're saying. In a place that's not very defined, like for example, let's say talk like a hotel lobby. So there's like a count, there's like a beer, there's like a bar, plate, you know, counter, whatever you want to call it. And then like it's a vague, you know, lobby slash, you know, place to sit. Some of it, is that part of the bar? It's not part of, is that part of it? Not part of it. So there are some people want to say that it's only where it's more, it's shaykh to the place. Like on...
No,
that's what I'm talking about. So like maybe it's only the counter or the place that's like really the place of gathering. Further out, but unless some if it's a store that's what they sell, then
Did Rav Papa go inside to order the beer?
Could be. It says Mafikinle. They took it out for him. I don't know how he made the order.
So you're able to go inside and make the order.
Doesn't say. The Chor is drinking.
It's still not with a guy, even out of that place.
Yeah. No, with a... Okay. Now, what about with a guy in his house? Not in the place that they sell it. The guy ordered it to his house.
Worse.
So, the Lashon of the Rosh...
He goes with his wife to the bar.
It doesn't matter.
With the guy.
It's still awesome.
Because she's just showing...
So how they doing this? Should they do it in the hotel?
That beer. Who's drinking? I don't know if you're drinking beer.
You can drink a beer?
Scotch, or... Do they have to be drinking with you, or in an environment where they're
in an environment where they're going? Even if there's nobody else there, maybe, I don't know, but for sure in an environment where they're there, not necessarily with them. And we're saying it means where they sell it. Now what?
Is there on the beer or on the environment? What if you get a water?
No, water is mutter.
Then you're a place.
So it's on the beer.
Yeah, that was the drink. That was the beer. Okay, so the question is not right. So the question is, what about, first of all, about beer itself? What about drinking the beer? In let's say his house, he invites you over to his house. So the Rosh's lashon is that it's mutter if it's done ba'akroi ubederech arai. So arai and akroi means two different things. Arai means it happens once in a while. He doesn't invite you every Saturday.
Akroi is once in a while.
And arai means that the way you're doing it, you're not kavur. That you just came in. You really came in for something else. You didn't come in to drink. You came in for something else. He offers you a drink. And you leave, that could be mutter. So you come in to deliver his mail, whatever. And then, he says, oh, by the way, you want a beer? Fine. So it's not akroi. It's akroi. It doesn't happen all the time. And it's not kvius. You're not there to drink with him. Then that's okay. Because it's in a house. It's not in a bar. And therefore, the rush is matter that.
Is it
okay?
In his cup or in the bottle itself?
What?
Does it matter if it's in his cup?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about he gives you a bottle of beer. You
drink
it out
when you want.
You drink
straight from the bottle.
If you are staying in the hotel, it could be its motor, by the way, because then it's like your house. It's like your house. So because you're there. You know, so there's your shrein to talk about. What happens in those days, you would stay as an achsanoi of a goy. Because you were traveling, and they had these houses. Yeah. And you would rent a place in the room, and then you would go out, and he would offer you a drink, even though it's his house. But since you're renting there, it's also your house. So there, the shrein said it was mutter. So the stomach could be that if you're actually staying in the hotel, you want to go downstairs, maybe that's different. But just to go there... as a guest, as a visitor, just to drink the beer, maybe we're saying that what would be included.
Well, why is it drinking in your own house with the goy and drinking in their house?
The gzera was on the mishteh of that's how Chazal set it up, because they had to make certain gedarim. They couldn't just say every time that you think it's going to be a problem, because then there would be no way to define it. So they defined it, and the way Chazal defined it was the most likely place to have the issue, which is in the place where they sell the beer, because that's where people gather for parties. So in that place, that's what Chazal asserted it. Okay.
But all the other drinks like wine, beer.
Okay.
Vodka,
so this is
coffee,
beer,
coffee.
Right? So we have to get down to the bottom of other drinks. But as far as beer is concerned, beer in a bar seems to be an open Gemara, and we'll see in a minute it's an open Shulchan Aruch as well. The question that's not clear is other drinks. Now,
and what's the bar?
I was wondering, what about, like, let's say, in an airport, lounge. In an airport lounge, for example, you know, you're there for 5 hours, and you have this, the airport lounge, and they have drinks over there.
Or stadium.
So, is that makom mechirosai? Is it not makom mechirosai?
I saw other things.
What?
They're free.
They have other things.
It's free, right?
They're free.
I don't know. I don't.
I have other things there also.
It is ironic because you're not.
Yeah, but the question is about Mechiros.
You have the Amex Platinum. You go to Miami Airport 3.
What's free?
What?
You're also not going there to drink a beer.
If you're at Platinum, yes. No, but they have their own lounge, Amex.
Oh.
So the
it's very akaroi.
What?
It's also akaroi.
It's akaroi, but akaroi is a heter in his house. It's not a heter from Makom Mechirasa. Makom Mechirasa is the gzera itself. So I don't know. That's more term. It could
they
be
sell
also
all
there.
The things there also besides beer. They sell
coffee. About this,
every place does. Right?
Yeah, that's the issue.
No, bars only sell liquor
and food.
Most of them sell food.
Most of them are full.
I don't know. I was wondering about that. I have to get a psak on that. I'm not sure what that case would be because you're really not there to drink. You're really there for to relax, to rest.
You're not with your wife.
So what about the ball game?
That's halal in the stomach. You're not even drinking in the place. You know, I don't think there's not
they
a bar
come
there.
Around, they come around.
Because they come out to you. You're in a seat. You pay for the seat. I don't think that's
does it matter what's the difference between paying or free or not? What's the difference? Because some lounges are free if you have a certain credit card.
Right, that's called paying for it. You paid for it.
It's just prepaid.
Prepaid.
Because you've got already a
No. But I'm just saying I don't know the nature of that place.
Your home. That's your house.
Maybe. But I don't know the nature of that of that particular situation. I was wondering about that. I don't know. Okay. What about other drinks? Okay. So let's see the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam, and then we'll see the Rosh, and we'll figure out the Machlokes. It's hard to figure out the Rambam and the Rosh over here. So the Rambam says like this: V'yesh sham dvar macherim osur oisam chachamim. The second page after the Gemara, the Rambam. Halacha test: V'yesh sham dvar macherim osur oisam chachamim vafav b'she'in liyisurim ikar min haTorah. If there's no ikar min haTorah, Chazal asur. Gozer olem k'nei lehisrachik min haAkum, that we want to be far away from the goyim. Actually, isarvu ben Yisrael. So that we don't come amongst them. We avoid lidei chasnos, and that we should come lidei chasnos. Ve'elu hen also lishtes imoim. You know how to drink with them. I feel b'makom she'en lachos le'ay nesach. Even there's not a problem with ay nesach because it's beer. Ve'also lechol piton abishulei. Now they eat their food. Halacha yud. Keitzad lo yishte adam b'mesiba shel akum. You should not drink at a party of a guy. Avu bishul yain mevoshel and it's kosher wine she'en nesar. Oishu shaisem mikelav levado. By the way, keep this in mind for the last part of the shir. The Rambam just made up a new iser. You're not allowed to drink in a party where roiv the people are going. He doesn't say anything what you're drinking. You're not drinking sheikha, you're drinking kosher wine, whatever.
Social.
And the poets can say even anything. Apple juice. You're not allowed to drink, seems like, at a party that's roiv akum. That's a new iser.
The sponsor is a Jew.
I'm gonna sponsor the man. I mean, if you're making it, we'll see. Rav Moshe
Tshuva. He says, okay. Still talking about alcohol.
I don't know about that. But the point is, it has to be roiv akum. If it's fit, imhaya roiv amasiba yisrael motor. So shalos 50-50. If it's 50-50, okay, go take a survey. I don't know. But the point is, nowadays, and what happens if only the father's Jewish? But the point is that if it's a party that there's roiv goyim. Is Osir, not clear where the Rambam got this from. It's not the Gemara. So the Aruch HaShulchan says he got it from that Rashi we read. Because Rashi says that why did they ask for the Sheikhar? Because they're going to come to do parties. Obviously, the party itself is for sure Osir.
So
therefore, the party with the guy, if the Roiv Goyim is Osir, this is what Rambam says.
It's like an office party.
Roiv Jews is Mother.
What?
It's an office party.
That's my shot. I don't know. Don't drink there. I don't know.
But bar, Roiv
is no, this doesn't do with a bar. This is not a separate
thing. It's a party.
Party as a bar.
A part, not that bar. It doesn't say bar.
It's it Rove Goyim, and the host is a Jewish guy.
So what?
So he's doing
so what? He's still so what?
We're talking about, if Ramosha says this, he's talking about... No, that's called the Mesiba that Goyim are there. Aval im hevi ha-sheikhar. Oh, then he says, then he brings our Gemara. Ve'ein shoyis and sheikhar shalahem. You can't drink their beer. Shoyis in minat tamarim v'ateinim. He says, fig and date beer. Is that around these days? And anything like that.
It's I don't know about the beer.
Ella b'makom mechirasa. It's only aser where they sell it in the bar. Avalim hevi hashech lebeisai. Look, we saw a papa b'shaso sham motor sheikar gzer sham yisrael etzel. We don't want you to be together with him in the place that it's available. But the Rambam adds yain tapuchim v'yain remoinim. Pomegranate or apple wine, cider, whatever. Kaitza ben mutol shtaisa, and that's okay. Even in the bar, b'chol makom anywhere. She'ena motzi legazrolav, because it's something which is not a motzi, not shchiach, not prevalent. They never made that gzera. So the question is, in the Rambam says that drinks which are not yain tapuchim, yain rimoinim, they didn't aser. Okay? So, but beer, they did. So, the question in the Rambam is, what's with other drinks? It sounds like from the Rambam, only beer. What about other things would not be included? Because Rambam says that yang tepuchim in any money was mutter.
So whiskey, that's common.
Whiskey, coffee, stuff like that.
What
it would sound like in the Rambam is mutter.
What was common back then and what's common today?
Okay, so we'll have to see. You could learn the Rambam two ways. Okay, you could learn the Rambam two ways. Let's go slow. You could learn the Rambam saying that really they only ushered beer. Everything else, since that wasn't the ikur drink in those days. In those days, we didn't have Coca-Cola, so what did you drink? You wanted to drink water or beer or wine. But wine was more fancy, so more expensive. So wine, because you had some grapes and all this. So what would you drink? Water or beer? Nothing else to drink. Apple, fruit juices, but whatever. So therefore, it could be that they only asked for beer because that was a shchir drink. Nothing else was included, and that's it. Period. End of story. Only beer. That's one way to learn the Rambam. The other way to learn the Rambam, no. They answered anything which is under the, which is considered at whatever particular time in history you'll be considered to be prevalent. So in those days it was beer, and nowadays it will be different things. But the Rambam is saying Yein Tapuchim is Mutter because even in the time of the Rambam it wasn't Shriach. He's not saying that in the time of the Gemara it wasn't Shriach. He's saying in the time of the Rambam it's not Shriach, so it's not included in the Gzeira. So this is going to be a big machlok. Is how to learn.
The Gzeira was back then.
No, but I'm saying the only asher is Shriach drinks. So for since today this drink is not Shriach, it's okay. Okay? So this is obviously a very big nafkamina in the Rambam. What's going to be with whiskey? What's going to be with maybe even coffee? Okay? You're allowed to go to a Starbucks and drink a coffee. They sell it. That's where they sell it. And assuming it's kosher. That's beside the point. I'm not even going there. So assuming it's kosher and you're allowed to take it home, but you're allowed to drink it in the place, maybe not. Maybe you're not allowed to go to a Starbucks. And even if you forget, with a guy, by yourself, maybe you're not allowed to go because that's a place that they sell this drink and it's a popular place. We'll see what the Chacham Sadam says about that. Chacham Sadam is not happy with it. But the question is, how do you learn this Rambam? The Rambam means that they only asked for the things which were Shchiach then, period, or anything which is Shchiach, and therefore, if whatever will be Shchiach today will be included.
Doesn't that
apply
to any halachic
shiloh? I don't know. I'm not sure any. But now, the place that this comes out is what was called Yain Dvash. Was it Med, Mud, Mead? Okay. So the person called it M Ayin Dalet. Mem Ayin Dalet. Med.
Med.
Funds. What's it called? What's the honey stuff?
It's Mead.
M E A D.
Mead. It's called Mead.
Mead. Okay. So it's an alcoholic whatever.
It's basically beer made with
honey.
It's made with honey as the sugar.
Okay. So it's honey beer, basically. So the Rambam.
I don't drink.
The Rosh. The Rosh says that this mead is asur. The Rosh says the mead is asur because the Gemara only said beer. The Gemara spoke about beer because in Bavel they didn't have mead. But of course, mead, which is shchiach today, of course that's included. That's what the Rosh says. So the question is there a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam? Okay? According to the Rosh, it sounds like everything's an asur. According to the Rambam, it could sound like everything's mutter. So that's the way the Prichadosh learns. That's the way a lot of Achrayim learn. Sheikha, that's Sheikha, but everything else, he only says Sheikha. The Prichadosh, many Achrayim learn, the Mati Yonason, many Achrayim learn that there's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh would asur all drinks, and the Rambam would be matur all drinks. So let's hold our breath and see how we paskin, because that could make a big nafkamina about everything else. But we're going to see Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be a little complicated. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this, Kol Sheikhar shall oibet kechavim, Echad Sheikhar shall tamarim, oi shall tainim, oi shall sa'arim, any beer, oi shall tvua, grains, oi shall dvash, aser. So right there, the Rambam said, the Mechaber includes Dvash. Is that the Rosh or the Rambam? That's the Rosh. Because he brings Dvash. It's more than the Rambam. So he says Dvash.
He called the Sheikh.
Yeah, but he's saying Dvash. That's what he means. Mishum Chasnus. Ve'ene Aser, Ella, B'makai Mechirase. Only where you sell it. Havalim Hevi, Ashech Lebeisav, Ishasei Hashem, in your house, Mutter. Sheikh Arkzer, Hashem Yisur, Etzloi, V'loi Aser, El Kishakaveh Atzma Lishtois. Kideh Ashadim Kaveh Bishtia. Havalim Nichnas, Beveis Ha'akum, V'shoyse Derech Arai, Ba'akroi, Mutter. Okay. But then the Ramas, then before the Ramas, look at Sif Gimel. In the way I underline Sif Gimel, Yain Tapuchim v'Yain Yimanim Kaitzim and Mutter Lishtais. Now he's all of a sudden bringing the Rambam. So the Machaber brings Yain Tapuchim, the apple cider and the pomegranate wine is Mutter, which sounds like the Rambam. Yet he brought the Dvash, the mead, was Osir, like the Rosh. So the Matyonis and the Pri-Chadosh, they say to steer in the Ram, in the Machaber, what's he doing? So there's a sefer called the Pri-Toyar. I have it over here. And the Pri-Toyar is written by the Archaim HaKadosh. The Archaim HaKadosh, everyone knows, is Pirish and Chumash. So he has a Pirish and Shulchan Aruch. It's called the Pri-Toyar. So he learns Pshat in the Machaber like this. That the Machaber must have learned, the Rambam, similar to what you were saying, that the Rambam didn't mean that only beer was also. The Rambam meant everything is also. Just only things which are Shchiach in the time that you're living. So he says, Adrabba, nowadays who drinks mead? Nobody. So therefore mead would be mutter. But whatever drink is Shchiach at that time that you're living, that's also according to the Machaber.
Alcoholic drink or any drink?
Okay, so that's a good question.
Another part.
That's a question. But according to the Pri-Tayar, the Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch's psak is that everything is aser. All common drinks would be aser to drink in a bar in a place that they sell it. It would come out according to the Machaber, if that's the reading of the Machaber. Which
cold cold
are all alcohol.
Correct. Now, but there's okay. So according to the Machaber, it should come out that any popular drink should be also to drink together in the place that they sell the thing. Now, it has to be a chashuv drink, for sure. Now, that's for sure. Everyone says it has to be a drink that will bring the day kirev das. So, water, Coke, soda, that's for sure not included, because no one socializes over that. If you're talking, you're thirsty, fine. But you're not, like, being kaveh, let's go out for a Coke. You say, let's go out for a coffee. Let's go out for a beer, right? You know, if you want to go, so let's go talk. Then obviously you're going to drink a Coke, but
coffee,
you're not being kaveya.
Lightheadedness, but coffee.
You said lightheadedness was the svar. Maybe the svar was socializing, but you do say let's go out for a coffee. Let's go out for a beer, right? So it means that you socialize over that drink, okay? So therefore, according to the Pri-Toyar, some people want a taina that coffee and whiskey and all sorts of schnapps is awesome. To drink it in the store, according to the Pri-Toyar. There are those that want to say it's only alcoholic drinks. But
outside Starbucks.
What?
Outside Starbucks. Oh, sorry,
taking
no,
it out.
No.
No, there's a
that's called in Starbucks.
I don't know if that's called. Maybe not.
With plugs.
Maybe that's easier.
Well, you did that with the beer, right?
That's called. Maybe,
I'm not sure that's awesome. Now the only thing is like this. There's two.
It's their place.
Okay.
Yeah, you could order it then.
Now there's still a couple ways out of this. Okay, if we're looking for ways out, so there's still a couple ways out of this. Okay, so the way out of the coffee problem is that is like the svar going around that maybe it's only alcoholic drinks. In the Sefer Chalkas Binyamin from Binyan Cohen, he brings down some achrayim which are not the mainstream achrayim. I couldn't find them even on the Yitzhak Chachma. Says that it's only alcoholic drinks. But he brings from the Shailas Yaivitz, who's Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he says that it's loy plug, even coffee. So, you know, it's hard to, even though the svar is like those poiskim, because that's all that's mentioned in the Gemara. So I was looking for a source. Is there a source to be mechalkin alcoholic and alcoholic? It sounds like they're going, no, the chiluk is it chashav or not chashav? Is it something that you socialize over that drink? So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds that loy plug and coffee, any chashav drink, that would be included.
They had coffee back then, and it's not mentioned coffee. In the Gemara?
No, coffee's not in the Gemara.
Didn't exist.
Interestingly, I'll read you the lashon of the Pri-Toyar over here. We have the Pri-Toyar. If you turn the page, the Pri-Toyar here. It's the next page. It's the Pri-Toyar. It's the inside column. See, he says like this. The last underlined section. After the Shulchan Aruch. The last underlined piece in the Pri-Toyar, which is the left column. The Pri-Toyar says like this. It's over here. This page. This piece. The Amayim Srufim. V'amayim srufim. Here. This piece. Okay, v'amayim srufim. Fire water, which is schnapps. Shem zeas hatzimukim, whatever. Nira de mutter. That's okay. Why is that okay? De agam de shchiach tuva. It's very prevalent. im koze ein derch likvoya. You're not kaveya yourself. You don't, establish yourself like in a kvias over schnapps. Listes min harbe, because who drinks a lot? Ulamarbe yishtu b'msiba. Yishtu base koise time. You take one shot and you leave. Two shots, you leave. And v'chol shayis yoiser. And everyone drinks more than a shot or two. Ain't a min yishuv. He's not like part of. He's like out of his mind. V'das shoytim l'chashivah. You can't make a minig halacha based on a shoyte. A guy that drinks in a place more than a shot or two, he's a shoyte. So a guy that's a shoyte, you're gonna go make a minig and halacha based on that guy. So therefore, he says that since there's no such thing as being kaveya yourself to drink this stuff. Yeah, whether this applies nowadays or not, I'm leaving up to you to decide. I'm not getting into
that. Which crowd
you're with? We have gone to the parties. That's the reason there's more alcohol than there are people.
Okay, so like I said, whether this is Nagia today, I'm leaving up to the people here to decide.
Only the hard stuff.
So this is according to the Pretire, one way out. So according to the Machaber, coffee and schnapps should be usher. The way you read it simply, according to our learning of the Machaber. But you have one heter on the coffee, which maybe is not alcoholic, not a clear heter. You have one heter, perhaps in pre-tayar, which is the heter of that it's not, you're not kiveya on it.
That's not going to apply to coffee.
That doesn't apply to coffee. The only one applies to coffee. Okay.
What about business?
Now, there's another heter in the Aruch HaShulchan, very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Miman of Shach. If it's cheap schnapps, if it's cheap schnapps and it's not choshev, then there's no kiruv das on that. It's not choshev. And if it's expensive schnapps, it's not shchiach. So therefore, it's not mutter because it's not shchiach. It's not prevalent. But I don't know if that's nagia today. Because today people spend more money on schnapps, like you said. People spend more money on schnapps than they do on the food. So, now, however, I'm surprised no one chapped me on this so far. Because this, I conveniently skipped the Ramah.
Yes.
This is this is in the Machaber.
Yes,
I think maybe we're better off. It could be we're better off skipping the Ramah. But Lamaisa, the Ramah says v'yesh matirim b'sheichar shel dvash v'tfuah. No, there are those. The Ramah is in the Sif Aleph. Back, it's on the same page as the Shulchan Aruch. Same page as the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, I didn't number the pages. Okay, it's in Sif Aleph. The line that I underlined in the small print there.
Yeah,
the Ramah is for Ashkenazim. He says, V'yesh matirim b'sheichar shel dvash v'tfuah. Some people are matir, the sheichar of dvash, tfuah, maybe not, but the dvash. V'chein noyegin lahakil. So in other words, he's passing like the more literal meaning of the Rambam, which is that anything other than beer is mutter. So the Ramah for Ashkenazim is passing that basically anything but beer is mutter. So the Goyin says, because Sheikha Tfuah is, it was very uncommon in those days, but to the priest, everyone argues on that. Says, that's beer. Grain beer, yeah, that would be our beer. Yeah, but most people say that even the Ramah would agree today that that's included. But any other drinks is not beer.
Versus
Tainim and Tainim. No, versus Tainim and Tamar.
So any grain.
But the Goyin says the Pshat is because we don't know why Chazal asked beer. Maybe because beer gives a certain level of comfortability that other drinks don't. We don't know. So therefore, we can't extend it past beer. And therefore, unless you say maybe schnapps has it, there are those that want to say the Ramah would agree to schnapps, not coffee, but he would agree to schnapps at least. Because whiskey does have that element that beer has as well. So there are those that would machmer. But Lemaisa, you know,
you also have
this. But you have the Svar of the Pretire. Right, correct. So it's hard to be matter. We have a lot of serufim to be matter other drinks in the Ramah. But in the Machaber, it's very hard. Now, Lemaisa, I want to point out the following. Okay, just to wrap it up. So to wrap it up, if you're Sephardi, you have a much bigger problem. If you're Ashkenazi, maybe you can be Michael to get. So if you go to a place, to order a beer, it could be as worse than some of these other drinks.
Whiskey or coffee is better.
No, I wanted to read the Chochmas Sodom together. Chochmas Sodom is very interesting.
How far down are we on this?
In that last page. The Chochmas Adam brings down the whole halacha, and he says it's mutter. Okay. Now look at the last time I on the Chochmas Adam. Yeah. He says, V'kol zeh, last page. V'kol zeh, b'sheichar shematzoi. אבל יין תפוח עם שער פרס מותר, זה דבר שאין המותר לגוזר, וכן קווה ושוקולדה, זה כאילו צ'וקולד דרינק, מותר, לשתות בבית סלורת מותר. בעבור ניסינו הרבים. But through our many avers, bizman azeh says chokmas adam, kamal kilkul and bomi zeh. From drinking other drinks, a lot of bad things happen. Uvifrat lishtais kava im cholov shu iser gomer. To drink coffee with milk, it's not kosher milk, but to drink the coffee is aser. Mavad shayidei zeh chas shom boli deiz nus.
Kava.
So he says by drinking coffee.
I don't know what type of coffee they
have. By drinking coffee and milk together with goyim, there was nus. So he says,
like an Irish.
I must have been.
Alkane. So the Chacham Sodom's advice is don't get involved in this stuff at all. So it's interesting, Chacham Sodom, that he's to drink with them in their place.
In their house or the
what are you talking about? The whole still sugya, Bateim or whatever they say.
At my pleasure, Kuntra Chacham Sodom. Does that mean only if it's regular or a kray is okay? Drop in once in a while.
That's for sure okay. That's okay no matter what, right?
Yeah, so
but Lamaisa, regularly, he's saying it's not a good idea. You can't say it's usher, but he says it happened. He, from his experience,
a lot of problems.
Where
happened.
Was he?
Yeah.
Where did he live?
Vilna? Now, there's a tshuva. Now, I want to get back to one other point as well. There's one other point as well, which is the point of the Mishtois. We pointed out that the Rambam added an iser that doesn't say in the Gemara. It says you're not allowed to be at a party where it's Roiv Goyim. So Ramosha has a tshuva about this. Ramosha's tshuva, believe it or not, is very interesting tshuva. I didn't bring it down. Ramosha's tshuva is, are you allowed to have a parlor meeting in the house of a guy for a Moshe? I don't know, this guy wants to host it. Echves, I don't know, he's the mayor, I don't know why. He wants to host a parlor meeting for this yeshiva. So, what?
He wants to be elected next time.
So he says, I don't know. So he says, Shari Osru, Dr. Moshe. He says, "Sheika iser lasis mishtois beveis nachri af lechol shom dvar ma mutarim v'lishli sheichar v'yain sraf u'mashkin amutarim sharei asur b'shul zel lishli sheichar beveis shal nachri af b'lo asiyas mishta." So therefore, he says the asiyas mishtois is a problem. V'kim eshu dvar iser l'shag l'atv because it's a tzorech mitzvah. V'lav dafka v'leidami zel imanochi atma oisem mishta leizah simcha shalai mazmanei zeh yehudi shim lo yachol ishtamut yirashay leilech. But here, to do it, Bedafka in his house seems to be awesome. Now you're right. I mean, what happens if
it's a hall that's not his house?
What happens if what happens if it's Rav Yisraelim? I don't know. He doesn't mistama. It was going to be Rav Yisraelim. No,
yeah.
I mean it's a parliament for yeshiva. Anyway, Ramosha brings down the sister of making the party with the guy in the house of the guy. So he taka learns that it's about the house of the guy.
Right. So
I don't know.
If
it's a house of the Jew, Rav Goyim, I don't know. You're right. Maybe that's different. But yeah, you're right. The lashon is nesiba of a guy. But it's important to keep that in mind also by business related things. That if it's one guy who's hosting it, or if it's in a non-goyish restaurant, then and is roiv goyim, maybe to drink there or be part of that, maybe is what to think about is included in this Rambam.
About a convention. Okay.